really like the review New York Times theater critic Brooke Atkins gave Tennessee Williams' play when it debuted at the Barrymore in New York City. He said, Tennessee Williams has not forgotten that human beings are the basic subject of art. Out of poetic imagination and ordinary compassion, he spun a poignant and luminous story. Now, transformed to opera. Stories like the intimate family portrait in A Streetcar Named Desire could wither and blow away up against all the black and white bombast of today. That's pretty much what happens to the heroine, Blanche DuBois.
Blanche has told lies, but what she's really done is tried to pick herself up from the difficulties of her past.
Stage director Brad Dalton mounted the London premiere of this opera with the composer, Andre Previn. He also directed the Carnegie Hall, Washington, Chicago, and Los Angeles productions. He's here now for Hawaii Opera Theater and says Blanche's struggle to be what she is not is really quite familiar.
No matter how accomplished we are or how we appear perfect, there's a side of us that is bewildered by life.
Blanche would have been fine if her husband hadn't killed himself. Was it really her fault? An English teacher, she sees the poetry and fragile beauty of the world. Was that young, very young lover really so very wrong?
In that Southern culture, you keep surviving. You know, you cover it up. Don't tell. Just put that face on. Don't ever let on that anything is wrong.
Jill Gardner, soprano from North Carolina, is debuting Blanche DuBois for HOT. Is Blanche an unforgivable liar, or is she a damaged dreamer trying to survive?
And that's the point. All of these things live within us. Women have been fighting for so long for their own equal place. And whether we'll really be able to find it or not.
With our sensitivities intact.
With our sensitivities intact.
Is the question.
That's exactly right.
Tennessee Williams paints a grim picture of reality's effect on dreamers.
It's really a cry for the misunderstood in the world. And I think basically when you say that, you realize that all of us feel that way.
Dalton says the piece is so disturbingly difficult. It has a natural theatricality that lends itself to opera. Only Williams' words are used throughout, and Previn's jazz-inflected score captures the sexuality and mood of the drama.
In the end, what I tried to do is to show that she is a survivor, even though it's under the worst of circumstances.
And we're left to ponder the lies we choose to believe. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.